Okay, if we can start, this is the Conference Committee on Senate Bill Number 59. We have with us Senator Wilkowski, Senator Wagoner, Representative Stoltz, Representative Jewell, myself, Senator Stevens. We're missing Representative Johansson, who's out of town right now, but we have the numbers we need to deal with this issue. Could I have a motion to bring before us the CS version L?
Mr. Chair, I would move that we adopt the CS version K. I'm sorry, version L.
Version L, okay. Okay, so we have version L before us for discussion purposes. And I'd ask Doug Letch to come up and explain to us the CS before us. Does everyone have L?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Doug Letch, and I work for the distinguished senator from District R, Kodiak.
You don't have any bills and rules. Why are you being nice to me?
You need buttered up every day.
I may need to
discuss this sycophancy on the Senate side. I don't know.
Senate Bill 59, as everybody knows, went through both bodies and picked up a number of amendments along the way, and one of them, which is going to be taken out in the Conference Committee substitute that you adopted, should you vote to adopt that. And what that is to remove a provision, which was Section 3 in Version K of the bill, to take out the provision that monies raised by political action groups could not be used for political purposes. And the bill has a title change, one other item in the title. We had to change the word prices in line 2 to prizes, which we're actually trying to do. So instead of giving away prices, we'll now give away prizes in the title. So that's very simple changes.
Okay.
I'm happy to answer any of the questions you may have.
Thank you, Doug.
Yes.
Chairman Stevens, just the volume of contacts I've gotten from numerous industries, interested parties. Can you just for the record, just outline what the changes that are remaining in that weren't in the Senate original version that I read in the House and that are going to be retained, rather than, we know that the Teamsters won on this one, and that's pretty clear. We're taking out that amendment, but other than that, we want to know what the many of the good provisions, remember from Kotzebue, remember members from North Pole and others added, just for, and
of course, Mr. Chairman, Representative Stoltz, the original bill was to allow broadcasts of raffles and lotteries, currently limited to the print media. Along the way, the Senate president had asked that the Cabbage Classic, which is conducted by the Palmer Rotary Club at the Alaska State Fair, be included in this bill, and that was deemed pretty non-controversial. There's only one of them out there. House State Affairs amended the bill to allow the broadcasting of dog mushers contests, which was another thing that required some statutory changes. And then Representative Jewell had offered an amendment in the House Finance Committee to increase the maximum awards and charitable gaming prizes from $1 million to $2 million per year.
Thank you.
Thank you, and I appreciate Representative Stoltz's willingness to graciously.
You said it was gracious, Mr. Chairman.
Well,
it was willingness.
Drag, screaming, and shouting. All right. Any further questions or comments we have?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Stoltz.
And my intent of the amendment that wasn't removed through this King Solomon-like compromise that your staff and you and we all brokered for the general good, and removing a provision which wasn't a bad provision, it's one that was originally supported by you and your staff who testified in favor of it and reflected very good public policy, and continuing my efforts to make sure that charitable gaming proceeds go to charities and not to politicians. And that's I hope that there is willingness to look at that. Charitable gaming should be that for charities. And some folks have a lot of stroke around here, and I understand that you had a very meritorious issue, and I had a meritorious issue. We put one of the meritorious issues aside temporarily, and it's good. I got to spend more time with my friend the senator, and that's a very good side product, and I'm always grateful for that. And that I conclude my comments.
Well, thank you, Representative Stoltz, and I hope you'll find another bill to mess with in the future.
Sure he will.
Senator Wilkowski.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I'd move that the Conference Committee adopt the version L and move it on to the full bodies for consideration.
Okay, with a attached whistle note and individual recommendations.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Just a technical point. Does that carry the accompanying joint resolutions, or does this suffice to cover that for the title changes?
I think it covers it, doesn't it, Doug? Any car?
Just
a technical change.
Yes, and yeah. Mr. Chairman, Representative Stoltz, and it was just a technical change in the title. It was a typo that should have been prizes instead of prices.
So we can change. We can change that without a problem. Okay. I have before you the motion. Is there any objection to that motion? Very well. We'll move it on, and thank you. Stay around and sign it, or adjourn. Okay. Save our-